This room contains archaeology, decorative art, and ethnology collections. The ethnological collection will take us on a journey through several world cultures, pre-Columbian, Philippine, and Asian. Due to universal expositions, it became common for 19th century museums to collect representative objects from the worship and daily lives of different world populations. Pre-Columbian artworks are related to the phenomenon of the Indianos, adventurers who set out for the Americas to make their fortunes and often returned with works of art. Look at the stone figurine from Mexico, representing Quetzalcoatl, god of the wind, a prominent divinity in the Aztec culture. The pieces in the Philippine collection are directly linked to Victor Balaguer, as he held the post of Minister of Overseas Territories. In 1887, he organized an exhibition in Madrid on the Philippines, at which several of the works here were exhibited, including baskets, rucksacks, and many implements for daily life, such as an odd spoon depicting amorous couples. You will also see objects related to war, such as different types of armor and swords. Our friend Eduardo Toda will send us several Chinese idols, a complete suit of armor, sabers, and daggers, all Chinese. When we speak of the Asian collection, we refer to the pieces in this room from Japan and China. These pieces ended up in the museum due to donations from Victor Balaguer's friends and colleagues, including Francesc Abella, a Chinese immigration agent, Juan Mencarini, an employee at Chinese Imperial Customs, and Eduard Toda, whom we already know. In another of his travels around the world, now acting as the Vice Consul of Macau and Hong Kong, Toda collected objects that he later donated to Balaguer. Here you can see marble pieces like the magnificent flower boat, exquisite Japanese china plates, and several figures of gods, where the glazed ceramic Buddha is particularly lovely.